views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6 on this day, January the 19th, 2018. It is a Friday, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. At any time, if you'd like to jump in on a conversation, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, C-U-N-Q, and we'll bring you up. Would love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. What we all talk about is gives us the opportunity to build. So if you would like to have, if you would like to engage in the overall show today, don't hesitate. Just give us a call, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. Just want to say greatly appreciate you all. Looking forward to continue to build. And my man Scotty, hope your week as well. Hope the snow didn't bog you guys down too bad. And hopefully everything is well where you are. And I hope the same is for all of our listeners throughout the listening radius of Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, which is actually a global platform in all countries. Just welcome you to the show today. And we're going to have, I'm going to try just to bring you some information that you can see the value in and make some choices that's in the best interest of you and your family and our overall collective good, because I think it's definitely something that we should be doing. So we're going to get into this live show today. But before we do that, I would want to just get into some administrative things before we get going. And that is the overall support for Black Talk Radio Network is necessary and essential for us to continue forward. And you can very easily do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And while you're there, look at the donation prompt that's there, and please give some of your financial energy, hit that so that the network will be able to continue forward. And what you should give is whatever it is that you could give. All donations are greatly appreciated. And you can also support the network by being a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. It's a subscription-based membership into a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities and not be as adversely affected as you would be on FedBook, which commonly is referred to as Facebook, or tweeting and twitting and telling and all of the other ones. You can engage in all of those type of activities on in BTR community without being adversely affected. Most people think that the overall membership inside of FedBook is free. Absolutely not. You're actually making FedBook extremely wealthy, generationally wealthy, because they're crowdfunding against you, but they're not making you wealthy. And what they're doing is they're just appeasing to dopamine reactions that we all have and have become addicted to. And because of that, we think that there's some gratification when actuality we're not gaining anything. We're not getting any positioning. We're definitely not controlling anything. So come on over to BTR community, where at least you will actually, your overall identity will not be sold to any bidder, because Black Talk Radio Network does not sell its overall members' identity to anyone. So come on over. You know that that will be secure, where you won't have that same luxury on the other platform. So come on over to BTR community for only $24 a year. That's $24 a year. So we definitely would hope that you would do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, and that's www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will actually get back to you to engage and let you know the proper way of acquiring the precious metals, which is very, very important. Believe me, it's to your advantage. And if you don't know, you later on, for those of you that will have the assumed protection of the precious, you may not have it as much as you would have, and you will wish that you had. For those of you that do, you see why it really tell you to make sure that you email so someone can contact you and explain the overall purchasing process. Very, very, very important. Can't stress that enough. So you could do that at prosperitymint.com. Go over there, check out what's there, because the wage of a king and a queen is paid in gold. They require that their overall payment for their energy be in gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman, they require that their overall payments for their energy be in silver. The wage of a slave is debt. A slave just requires that the overall system of subjugation and enslavement and its overall overseers and masters pay them anything. And what do they pay them? Pay them in debt, because it has no real intrinsic, it has no intrinsic value whatsoever. So you don't want to, even though many of us and everyone that I pretty much know and everyone that you may know are paid a slave's wage, but you don't have to save as a slave. You can move your overall currency into real money, and at least you could save as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman until you can demand the, and that once you have enough resources under your control, then you can demand that you get paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman. So very, very, very important that we actually participate and promote that within our overall culture and establish a real culture. And a culture is what is used to sustain your overall existence and maintain your prosperity. So we have really neglected to do that, and it has put us in a very difficult, very, very difficult position. So you can do that with us at prosperitymint.com. Also, if you would like to be a part of the program known as Coins of Change, where you can actually crowdfund to your benefit to establish some generational wealth by the proven way of doing that through crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, and it's using the world's leading cryptocurrency currently as Bitcoin, but in the future it will actually add other coins into it. You could do that by engaging in that. Very, very important. If you would like to hear the presentation about Coins of Change, you could go to on YouTube. You could look up Coins of Change presentation by David W. And you will see a presentation that I did about Coins of Change. And then if you would like to join, you can just easily email And the email address is powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. Powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. The platform absolutely does work. There are some things we put some YouTube videos out to give you some best practices and to just to make you aware of certain things. And we're going to actually have to do another YouTube video. I recently did one and I messed it up. So I'm going to have to redo it. I'm going to be working on that the rest of the night after Tando radio show. So just very, very important. And I'm going to do a step-by-step video on how to become a member inside of Coins of Change. For those of you that are becoming members, the cryptocurrency space may be new to you, and you may not be aware of how to navigate a membership that requires a wallet, a system wallet, a personal wallet, and transferring from Bitcoin to one place to another. So what we're going to do is we're going to put up a step-by-step process for you all that you can share with others, and that will be on our YouTube feed of David W. So if you go to Coins of Change, Coins of Change presentation by David W., make sure that you subscribe to that so that when we do a new YouTube video, you'll be able to actually get the new YouTube video. The next video is going to be a whole lot clearer than the ones that we did do. And you'll be able, because I really need you to see what it is. And then I'll probably just show a couple of other things, add a couple of other things to the video. So I'm going to be doing that. So let's, with that being said, before we get going and moving into what's in the news, I just want to make this announcement really quickly. Hold on one second. In the first week, currently and tentatively planning, in the first week of April, we will have a summit here in Dallas, and that summit will be the purpose of that summit is for us all to come together and to strategize and create our overall response to global events that will be happening in the future so that you can have at least some support from others that are around the country and close to you so that you can go back and establish your own network of first responders. And I think that that is critical because we can't wait for other people to respond to our overall cries for assistance and for help. We have to be able to do that ourselves. So we're going to put a summit together, and we're also going to have part of that summit, the precious metals classes, Trust and Foundation, and we're going to actually do a lot of preparedness, and we're also going to choreograph our overall national structure. And for those of you that are listening to Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, if you would like to be a part of that, I will give that information, start that information. I'm going to start that process this weekend and put it all together. I'm not quite sure. We may even do some firearms training for those of you that have never shot. Are not shooters. We would like to introduce you in a very safe, controlled manner to firearms safety and shooting. So we're going to be very proactive because we need to do that, and we're going to probably do the first week of April. So I want you all to be aware of that, and I'm not quite sure of the pricing. I'm going to try to keep the pricing down as low as possible. It probably will be somewhere maybe, hopefully, will be only somewhere between $100 and $200 per participant for everything that we'll do. But I will definitely get back with you, give you a heads up so you can start preparing. Fly into Dallas the first week of April, and we're going to actually do some training and actually choreograph our overall first responders approach and policies and procedures that we will have, not first responders from the standpoint of the governmental authorities, but from the community at large, by that being you. And also would want you to go back to your individual communities with your friends, family, and the community in which you live in, and to establish your own base of support that you're definitely going to need. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, we want you to come to Dallas and start this overall training, and I'm going to be asking some of you that I know that are proficient in certain skills to participate. So we're going to try to keep the cost down, and I will definitely let you know. And I think that would be a great summit for us to have everyone there, and I want to keep it cost efficient so that we could get the most out of it. But definitely I want us all to be able to put action and start picking up hammers and building our own ark, because there is definitely a necessity for us to build our own relief. So we're going to be doing that. Just wanted to give you all heads up. That's probably going to be around the first week of April. I don't want to push it off much further, because hopefully that will give us enough time to have the appropriate response. And when you do come, I ask that you all be positive, proactive, and be willing to cooperate and learn as much as we can, and develop something that we can rely on. And that's going to have to take coordination. So we're definitely going to be looking to do that. So looking forward to that with you all. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to jump into, what's in the news on today. And let me just put this up real quickly. For some reason, I can't understand why this internet is working so well right now. So here we go. Today's show is Friday the 19th, January the 19th, 2018. And today's show is poison bait. Beware of the Anflanta Triba, who are used to spring global attacks that prey on the heedless masses. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, be ready for the distractors, because they want to catch people slipping. The poison bait, beware of the Anflanta Triblas, who are used to spring global attacks that prey on the heedless masses. That's what's definitely happening. There's a lot of distractors that are happening while the global situation is continue to deteriorate, and is deteriorating for the overall corporation of the United States, because that is going to give the system of subjugation and enslavement much more control over the global citizenry beyond what is had now. So we want to prepare for that. This is one of the reasons why we want to have our summit in April, the first week of April. So we're going to get into what's in the news. So with that being said, I posted, want to just thank my man Jambone, Big Jam. Want to thank, he sent me this one, and Jam sends me a lot of stuff. All of it's really, really good. I don't have all of it, so Jam, don't ever stop. I greatly appreciate it. My man Jambone posted this clip. Oh, man, hopefully it did come, able to come up on, let me see. Okay, yes, there was a clip that Jambone with the bloody nose, experts saying that a bloody nose attack by the United States on North Korea will not go well. So check out that, and that was that clip was Jambone got that clip from Lying Like a Fox News. So check out that actual video. Next article that I posted, Sister Davis sent me this earlier this week, and it was from CNBC. And CNBC's, for the acronym that we would have for CNBC is Criminals, Nothing But Criminals. What am I going to put for the last C? Club. There you go. Criminals, Nothing But Criminals Club. And what Sister Davis sent, I want to just thank Sister Davis for sending me. It was from CNBC. It says, here's a list of where Walmart is closing more than 60 Sam Club stores. The country. So Very, very important. And I think this is has, you know, it has a dual, it's a double-edged sword here, and it has dual meaning. Well, I would say a dual meaning in dual opportunity. One, it puts the overall everyday person in a further disadvantage from acquiring resources. It's affecting the job market for Main Street. And not only that, I'm looking at these places, all these 60 places. I wonder what they're going to turn those facilities into. I have a guess. I wouldn't be surprised if they get turned into internment pubs or internment terminals or facilities, because as the country moves into war, they're going to need those, and believe me, I can see that definitely happening. So there was the list of all of the 60 that are marked for closing, and I think that is just speaks volume as to where the overall climate and economy is. And so I can see those places turning into internment facilities or transferring centers. So check out that article that Sister Davis had sent us. Now, that was my sentiments. Those aren't Sister Davis' sentiments. Those are mine. But I could definitely see that. Next article I posted, this one came from your newswire. And I said, thanks to my man, Kev. Trump, celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, president of the Corporation of the United States, says avoid the dangerous flu shot at all costs. Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. So check out that article that was there. Next article I got from I didn't get this one. Next article, Sister Yvette sent me this one. Thanks, Yvette, for sending me this one and all the good stuff that you sent. Got this one from Sputnik News. Very, very important article. We probably will incorporate this into today's show. China media explains how Russia and China can escape dollar domination. So check out that article. Very, very great article. And let me just read this. I haven't read the subtitles. Chinese business news and analysts outlined how, in addition to the petro yuan, China and Russia partners can go about creating a real global alternative to the U.S. dollar. According to the portal, China and Russia use of the yuan denominated crude futures will help promote the ascension of the renminbi. Yeah, we definitely got to read this one. So great article sent to us. Very, very important. I want to go back to one article that the one before that Kev sent that was talked when Donald Trump said avoid the dangerous flu shot at all costs. Let me read the underlying subtitles. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has warned the American public to avoid the flu shot at all costs, bolstering that he has never caught the flu because he's always avoided the dangerous vaccinations. The dangerous vaccine, yes, that definitely. Definitely. So check out that. Totally agree with him. Next article, I got this from the Federalist. It says, ex-Twitter engineer. Users banned at the request of foreign governments. See, tweeting, telling on you. A former Twitter engineer suggested that Twitter works with foreign governments to ban users in their country. Shows underground undercover footage of Project Veritas released Wednesday. The man identified as a former request from the Chinese government, in particular, to ban the use of one reason for of users for one reason or another. So check out that. Well, if it's not just them, believe me. Check out that article. So I get off of those type of platforms. Don't need to use them, in my opinion. Next article comes from Lion. I got this one from Lion Like a Fox News. GOP lawmakers demand that the alarming memo on FASCA abuse be made public. Several Republican members of Congress are reaching are reacting with shock and alarm after reading a disturbing four-page memo given to lawmakers on Thursday that detailed the government's surveillance abuse. Speaking with Fox, lying like a Fox News on Thursday, the lawmakers said they could not yet discuss the content, but thought the memo should be immediately made public. Here comes the purge, y'all, and this also will facilitate the diversion from what's really going to be happening. So check out that article as well. Next article, very, very critical story and unfoldings. I wasn't able to keep up with it today to see what was happening with it. Got this one from Bloomberg. Well, let me change that. I've always called them Gloomberg. Call them Gloomberg. Turkey seeks Russia-Iranian consent for Syria airstrike. Turkey drew closer to threatening the offensive strikes against the Kurdish separatist fighters in northern West Syria, sending top security chief to Russia to seek permission to use Syrian airspace for strikes. So basically, Turkey is going to be engaging a military conflict and confrontation, which is going to spin off into attacking the Syrian government as well, because the Syrian government is probably going to protect the Kurds. Everyone is running into Syria. Why do you think that is? Because Syria has something that everyone needs. It's the natural resources and the overall access to natural resources, being able to go on the transportation lanes. Very, very, very important. So check out that article, and this whole thing is going to definitely blow up. And what it does, and we'll talk a little bit about that, I think, in the second hour of the show. Very, very important. Next one I got from Reuters. Turkey says we'll coordinate with Russia on operation in Syria. Basically, Russia started to pull its troops out because they know that Syria, that Turkey is going to start to engage and Syria is going to respond. And then they wanted to remove their troops from out of harm's way. And then they're going to bring them back and back Syria. That's what I see. And that's the overall war that is definitely one of the many, many underlines to the overall move into global war that is happening, that's going to turn into a brief World War III that will then become GNW1, Global Nuclear War One. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg as well. Tanker with Russian gas for Boston makes Mid-Atlantic U-turn. Very, very telling. This is one of the things that you'll see when, as things start falling apart, especially when you start to engage militarily. I'm not saying it, but this is a trigger and a very suspicious activity that you should be watching. Next article, and you'll see why I say that in a minute, because this overall engagement, military engagement, is already started, but it's going to become publicized shortly, in my opinion. Next article comes from Reuters. Empty prisons, grounded war planes, U.S. budget dysfunction hits home. So if the overall federal government shuts down, once again, that would make for the perfect plausible deniability for a confrontation in so many different ways and present augmentation to that overall confrontation. You have empty prisons. Why you need empty prisons? Internment, y'all. War planes down. Why? So they can blame that they were attacked by someone and they got caught sleeping. And then they can use that as a rally to move forward. So read between the lines. Next article. This one comes from Press TV. U.S. Navy commander says China, a disruptive force. Oh, but I made a mistake. Let me go back and read the one article subtitle, and this has to do with the Reuters empty prisons. Here, I'm go back to that one. 3 hours west of Chicago, a federal prison stands ready to take in thousands of inmates and hundreds of guards, but its expansion is on hold, awaiting approval from the U.S. government. that again is paralyzed by budget disputes. No, the U.S. economy and budget is completely paralyzed and is not going to get back running. In my opinion, is only going to continue to deteriorate, and you have to be prepared for that. So make sure you're there at the summit that we're going to have in April. Next article is Press TV. U.S. commander says China a disruptive force. The head of the United States Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, known for his combative views on China, said that China is a disruptive power in the Indo-Pacific region, urging countries in the region to build capabilities and work together to counter the communist country. So, know what that means, y'all. Old Harry about to get his hat handed to him. Check out that article. Next article from... this one we got from Wall Street Journal. Shutdown looms as Senate Democrats prepare to reject spending bill. Next article, very, very important one, and this kind of plays off of what we've been talking about. I think Roz posted something about this, and we've been talking about this for a while. And this is Entergy cancels Thursday morning request for consumers to conserve electricity. And basically at different parts throughout the country, particularly the Midwest and the Eastern Seaboard, there are energy possible blackouts that are possible because of a shortage of electricity. And I'm going to tell you that it just makes the perfect opportunity for everything to go wrong, and you'll see that it was all coordinated. Everything is a military operation or a psyops. We just don't recognize that. So check out that article, especially in today's world. Next article from Cerebrally Naive Network, commonly referred to as CNN. Syrian army vows to eject U.S. troops. Why would they have to eject U.S. troops? And what's so funny about this country is they've already invaded Syria. And by invading Syria, this is why other countries need nukes. Imagine if Syria had nukes. You think the U.S. would have invaded them? Nope. So this is why, because they perpetuate the overall act of force, and then they get mad when somebody wants to defend themselves. But we know that all of the global countries and governments are in one big fraternity. But just to show the hypocrisy and how we're so domesticated here to allow this stuff, and not for us not to change our overall energy by no longer supporting this in any way, shape, or form. So check out that article. The officials told Santa that aligned the Syrian army with the conspiracy and end the presence of the U.S. and its agents and tools in Syria, established a full control over the entire Syria territory and preserved the country's sovereignty. Yep, I think they're going to be able to do it. Why? Because they have the assistance of the major superpowers in the world, which are not the U.S. So next article, this one goes from Greek reporters. And this was, it says that former Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis, I can never say his name, has revealed he actually accused Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras of being totally stupid in accepting a demand by the Greek creditors for big primary surpluses. During an interview with the Greek radio, the former minister said that when he learned that Tsipras in 2015 accepted, without consulting with him, a primary surplus target of 3.5%, he confronted the prime minister and I told him, are you stupid or what are they paying you? So this is goes on, and believe me, this is happening here in the States as well. Next article, real critical one from the American Conservative. We're killing these kids. We're breaking the army. I'll admit that I was taken back, the senior officer and mentor with nearly 28 years of military service, wasn't one for the hobos. No one No one knew what he was saying to me just then. We're killing these kids and we're breaking the army, he exclaimed. And if you read this article, yes, it is definitely the, and that was the strategy of this overall system, is to completely exhaust through years and years of perpetual war, to completely exhaust the overall youth in this country in so many different ways, and to attack them, one, militarily. Now, to get them engaged in overall military conflicts that they can no longer win. This is why they have to start to, well, this is the excuse that they're going to be using to draft our young daughters and young women into military service. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I always say, a land without men is conquered. A land without women is barren, meaning you don't exist. So the overall, this is all purposely driven. Check that article. Next article from Sputnik News. It was a breaking news. New U.S. defense strategy prioritizes preparedness for war. This was by Mattis. Check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post, how India became China's lead development bank borrower. About 28% of monies lent by AIIB, which is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, in its first 2 years of operation has gone to projects in India. Check out that article. Next article from Lying Like a Fox News. China secretly brought North Korea coal as the U.S. watches from above. At least six cargo ships linked to China's frivolously violated UN sanctions by taking North Korea coal late last year, potentially preventing a significant boost for the regime's coffers. And so there was another article from Wall Street Journal. Six Chinese ships covertly aided North Korea. The U.S. was watching. So check out that. And this is what they're going to use. And this is critical because this is going to be for the naval blockade that they're going to try to authorize there. So check out that. Next article, and I'm going to have to hurry up and get going because we're running out of time. Okay, we got two more. Next one. This one comes from Left Hook by Dennis Henderson. Korea talks irk the city of London. When you hear that, they know that the war is for real. So check out that article. And it says North and South Korea shocked the world Wednesday when they agreed to march under a unified flag at the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. So check out that. And then there's a YouTube video that I put of Democratic House Representative Tulsa Gabbard of Hawaii, in which she said, so check out that article. So that's what's in the news. Didn't know it was going to go that long. So excuse me, want to definitely get into today's show. And I want to kind of pick up from where we were on Wednesday. And if you'd like to jump in on the conversation at towards the end, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Greetings to my brother, Scotty. How you feeling? So we'll see you in queue. I wasn't on the board, couldn't see you, so we will see you. But I want to jump back into today's show. And what I want to do is I definitely want to look at some of the things and the distractors that are happening throughout the world that you need to be prepared for. And what's critical is that they're being purposely done and they're silently moving at a methodical pace to be able to spring a trap. And I don't want you all to get caught up in the trap. And so what I'm going to say is that the whole world is rejecting and rebuffing the U.S. And the only way that the U.S. could actually remedy this is by flexing its muscles that no longer have any strength at all. Now they're going to go ahead and have to, because of that, they're going to be forced to use it, and that's when they will completely use, that's when they will be completely neutralized. But they have no choice. And that's the reason, and one of the reasons is that why that is because that's what the overall system wants, is because the U.S. will give the overall system of subjugation and enslavement even more control by depopulation and by giving a falsehood of prosperity, opportunity, inclusion to the rest of the world. And so what they always have to do is they always have to have the appropriate boogeyman so that they can say that this country and that country is the boogeyman, when all of them are in one big fraternity that serves the overall agenda of the system itself. So with that being said, there is the world is moving to engagement. And you need to know these things, and I wanted to just point out some things for you all. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to pick back up from where we left off on Wednesday, and I wanted to go to an article real quick, and I wanted to add some things to it. I want to read you an article really quickly, and it was from The Times. It said, "What if Hawaii's false missile alert had been real? Here's what would have happened next." And I want to say, as we're speaking right now, yesterday and today, there was a lot of activity in the coastal areas of the United States with P-3 Orion sub-hunters and P-8A sub-hunter Poseidons. And those are basically sub-hunters and sub-killers. And those actual aircraft, are their primary missions is to find find subs, target them, and destroy them. And yes, they have nuclear capabilities. And so that is what's been happening as of late, and that was happening since maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, but it is definitely ramping up, and you can actually see it. If you look at the overall military, I mean, if you look at the civilian aircraft, you could actually board and you can see how many military aircraft and where they're going and what they're doing. The whole world is preparing for this overall engagement. So let's take a look at this article real quick that was by The Times, and it was on the 13th. I meant to get to it, but I wasn't able to get to it. So, and this had to do when over last Saturday, about just short of a week ago, 8 o'clock in the morning, there was an emergency alert system trigger of emergency alert to Hawaii phones, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, which was said. So let's take a look at what this article says, and I want to add some things to it as well. What if Hawaii's false missile alert had been real? What would have happened next? If Hawaii's false ballistic missile alert had been real, a series of high-level decisions would have been made quickly. Hawaii's false ballistic missile alert was the latest reminder of the nuclear threat that North Korea poses to the United States. And I would just say stop there. No, the U.S. poses military threat to the rest of the world, because the U.S. is the only country that has ever used nuclear arms or nuclear technology against another country. And so who's the threat? It's not them. It's always been the same ones that's used this. Amidst the rising tensions and war of words between the two nations' leader, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, said the emergency systems alert, pushed to people's smartphones statewide. It was until a second message popped up 38 minutes later that the people learned that the missile alert was a mistake. And I say, no, it wasn't a mistake, y'all. That was not a mistake. Something else went wrong. Somebody interfered and didn't allow what was wanted to happen, the leverage that was going to be gained. They didn't want that to happen. So it was a mistake, later blamed on someone pushing the wrong button. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, anyone that has that type of occupation, has those types of responsibilities, they don't make mistakes as to pressing the wrong one. It's unrealistic. It just don't happen. It just doesn't happen. See, it sounds good, but these individuals don't get to that type of position by being carelessly old. They're like, they don't know the difference between where the over. I'm not buying it. Not buying it at all. But what I will say is that it's being purposely used. So let's continue in the article. later blamed on someone pushing the wrong button. But had the alert been real, a series of high-level assessments and decisions would have been made during the time in a quick succession, perhaps with dire consequences. The U.S. military officers at the Pacific Command headquarters at Honolulu were able to immediately determine Hawaii's management agency had made a mistake and publicly delivered the message to that end. And I would say that's because somebody interjected and stopped what their intentions was. And here's what the tweet was. U.S. Pacific Command has detected no ballistic missile threat to Hawaii. Early message sent in error and was a false alarm. Every moment of every day, the U.S. military and intelligence agencies have satellites in high orbits scouring the globe for anything amiss. The so-called early warnings satellites are designed to identify within seconds the location of a launch site, the missile's trajectory, and potential target. A constellation of school bus-sized satellites known as defense support programs form the backbone of the system. The spacecraft are armed with cutting-edge infrared sensors, instruments that operate at wide angles to detect heat signatures from missiles' plumes as they flash against the Earth's background. Satellites are sensitive enough to short-range missile launches and are therefore capable of tracking a North Korean ballistic missile if it was headed 4,000 miles away, 4,600 miles away towards Hawaii. See, that they're conditioning everyone by the media to think that North Korea is going to do this, which is setting up perfectly for a false flag to happen, and then you'll buy the narrative that they tell you. So it goes on. U.S. radar installation, naval ships, allied detectors, allied detection systems in the regions would assist in tracking the weapon's flight, capturing its electronic emissions. For instance, all North Korean missiles use guided and tracking systems to help guide it to its target. A combination of all of this intelligence over a period of seconds or minutes would enable the U.S. government to triangulate the point of launch and track the trajectory of the missile. Much of it under a myth of spy craft known as measures and signature intelligence, or MASINs. The information would be relayed to U.S. forces, Korea headquarters in Seoul, and the U.S. Pacific Command. A decision would be made whether Americans were at risk and if U.S. or allies should use missile defense systems to attempt to shoot down that could take place on the Korean Peninsula, where the U.S. recently deployed new systems, or by Japan's missile defense network, or by American warships carrying interceptors operating in the Pacific Ocean. Admiral Harry Harris, head of the Pacific Command, said in April that the missile defense system in Hawaii was adequate for now, but suggested considering stationing new interceptors and radars to knock out waves of incoming North Korean missiles. I believe that our ballistic missile architecture is significant to protect Hawaii today, but it can be overwhelmed, Harris told Congress. If a missile attack were determined to be a nuclear strike, a decision to counterstrike would have to be made by President Donald Trump. The order to strike, which only the president can make, would be relayed to U.S. military officers in command of the nation's intercontinental ballistic missile, nuclear submarines, or heavy bombers. As tensions continue to rise with North Korea, state like Hawaii and others, governments are reevaluating how well prepared they are in the event of a nuclear strike. And it has some tweets from the governor. Today is a day most of us will never forget, a terrifying day when our worst nightmare appeared to become a reality, a day where we frantically grabbed at what we could and tried to figure out how and where to shelter and protect ourselves on Oahu. Said our loved ones, and he messed it up, that didn't, and said I love yous, okay, and said I love yous, and prayed for peace. I know firsthand how today's false notification affected all of us here in Hawaii, and I'm sorry for the pain and confusion it caused. I, too, am extremely upset about this and am doing everything I can to immediately improve our emergency management system. That was the tweet. Article goes on. The message from civil defense agencies, remember duck and cover, that had been fine-tuned during the Cold War has melted away with the intervening years. The federal government and law enforcement is more prepared from the aftermath of a terrorist attack than a missile attack, let alone involving a nuclear detonation. The false missile alert in Hawaii is all but certain a jolt to most states and local government to reassess their procedures. And I'm going to tell you right now, this system is not prepared for any kind of attack, conventional, nuclear, or anything else. And that's because the system wants you to be vulnerable to it. Now, what I want to add here, how much time we got? Okay. If last Saturday's false flag had went through, here's what would have happened, in my opinion. Probably what would have happened was that a series of missiles would have been going towards, and a series of missiles, maybe two or three, would have been going towards North Korea. And what they would have said is that it was a submarine that did it. And they may not have been nuclear, or maybe one of them would have been nuclear. But I think the one that would have been countermeasured would have been the so-called nuclear one, while they would have allowed a conventional one or a biological one to hit Hawaii. Let me tell you why they would have allowed that. And then it would have hit Hawaii, completely destroying the immediate area and affecting it with some form of biological agent. Because then that would have been a psychological effect on everybody else in the country, and nobody would have been questioning, because it would have been running on the news 24-hour. Everything, your phones would have went off. Everything would have. Everybody would have been tuning into just that and taking in the narrative of what they wanted you to believe, while trying to cover up their lies and deceptions, because they would have been lying and making all kinds of mistakes, but they still wouldn't have been able to cover it up. But because it was on the trusted TV, everybody would have believed, and everybody would have been up in arms and ready to push your daughters to signing up, because it's the most patriotic thing for you to do, is defend yourself. And what would have happened was that, in my opinion, Hawaii would have been hit, extensive damage, one missile would have been taken out, there would have been a response by the U.S. military in starting its overall first barrage of attacks on North Korea, and then North Korea, China, and Russia would have had no other choice but to respond. It would have been no time for getting on the air and saying, no, this didn't happen. The overall missiles would have already been en route. And there would have been a full-on attack on North Korea. And guess what? They would have blasted on South Korea as well. Oops. A little mistake there. Instigating a response for South Korea to engage North Korea. But either way it would have gone, Korea would have been utterly in the crosshairs And here's what I think would have happened. Within that first hour, first 2 hours, it would have been an onslaught. And every person here in the continental United States or in the lower 48 or in the country, stateside, would have been watching the TV, not even realizing that martial law had just been into effect as soon as that overall, those missiles, as soon as the first missile hit. And then they would have been watching TV and losing golden opportunity to get exactly what they need. And then there would have been a response by the U.S. military. And it would attack North Korea. It would have simultaneously attacked Syria, simultaneously attacked Iran, simultaneously attacked Russia in the Baltics, and simultaneously attacking China and Russia. And there would have been no turning back from that. And whatever you had at that particular moment, within the first hour and a half, whatever you had in your physical possession is what you would have to rely on going forward. Because there would have been a response by China and Russia. Within 2 hours of the overall attack, China and Russia would have engaged the continental United States from Alaska to Hawaii to Guam to the continental United States, particularly California, particularly the eastern seaboard, particularly Florida, and particularly the state of Washington, and particularly the Midwest, the growing areas of the food growing and producing, the grain belt of the United States as well, within 2 hours. Your life would have totally, totally changed. And it would have been time for you to grab things of value. And I'm going to tell you something. The things of value that you would have been grabbing, it would not be your PlayStation. It would not be all of your Jordans. It will not be all of the consumer goods that this system taught you to worship. And that would be quickly recognized that, oh, shoot, I don't have anything. I have stuff everywhere, nothing of value in sight. So, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We're not trying to scare you. It's already here. What in the world have you been – what in the world are you looking at? What are you exposing yourself to? I would definitely say get out of the fairy tale land and really see what's been happening since you've been physically born or your born day on this planet. It's manipulated by those that want to steal your energy, and they're not going to give that up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you come up, and we'll I'm on the board now, so I'm checking out my man, L.A. Ramon. Have posted some stuff. I definitely want to take a look at this real quickly in a second and then get back. So what I want to do is finish talking about what if Saturday's event had happened? What could you have expected? What could you have expected to happen? What would you have done yourself? And not only that, what will happen when it does? Because it, in my opinion, is definitely going to happen. But real quick, my man L.A. Ramon sent a article in. Real quick, I want to go through this because this is really ties into what's happening. Remember, everybody was seeing the SpaceX stuff in California, and they've been watching all of these different things. Some of those things were possibly ballistic missile testers, ballistic missile testing. And one thing I would say to you, if you start to see strange things in the sky, y'all, do not watch it. Because in today's world, if it is a real nuclear missile, which you won't be able to tell that it is, you'll just look at it and think it is a UFO. See, this is the system conditioning you to fail. And having this stuff streak across the sky and everything else, that being the case, if it is actually a nuclear device and you watch it impact, you are instantly blind, no matter how, practically almost no matter how far away you are. Blind. And believe me, if you do survive the overall onslaught, one thing you don't want to be is sick, injured, or in trouble already. And last thing you want to be is blind. Well, there's many things you don't want to be, but being blind, you don't, oh, man. Going from a person that could see before to now you're blind, you don't want to do it. Do not, this is why they're having these things streak across the sky, because they want people to watch them, the people to film them and everything else, because they know what the overall effect would be when it goes live. As soon as that overall detonation happens and you watch it, you're blind. It burns your cornea, it burns your retina, gone. So don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be nosy. Be wise. Be aware of what's up. See it, assess it, or shoot, this could be this. Is it really worth you watching in today's world? In today's deceptive world, is it really worth the risk? No, not at all. Because either way, you're not going to be able to do anything about what it is anyhow. So put yourself, take yourself out of harm's way. But my man L.A. Ramon had posted this, that there was a meteor shower. It says, did meteors cause Michigan's earthquake? And here it is. On Tuesday evening, January the 16th, people in Ohio, Michigan, Ontario, Canada were treated to an awe-inspiring view of meteors shrieking across the night sky at 8.09 p.m. local time. The southeastern Michigan, hundreds of people reported hearing a loud boom from meteors and feeling the ground shake, according to the USGS survey, U.S. Geologist survey. There, let me move this down. There's no way to translate the actual energy from an airburst into seismic meters. They're not designed to measure the vibrations coming from the air. In fact, given that the event wasn't a real earthquake, I'm not sure why we haven't had, why we even have it up there. He joked. What? We just put it out there because we saw reports coming into our system about some vibrations in Michigan. Let me tell you, I don't know if you ever, media strikes is no joke. And that's what they actually replicate a missile strike. And they burst in the sky, and then when they come into the upper and they come into our atmosphere, they also bring in a sonic boom that actually shakes. And so those meteorites coming into the atmosphere, they will, because they're breaking the sound barrier, they're actually causing sonic booms. And if one of those hits, man, no joke, no joke. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were some strikes in that area. Believe me, the U.S. government would have quarantined that area, told you to move, and if you didn't go, boom, they would have took you away either physically or in a bag. Because there's a reason why, because meteors are so, so valuable. But I don't want to get into that right now. So, good article. Thanks, my man, L.A. Ramon. But I want to get back to what if Saturday had been live. And as I said just before going to the commercial break, there would have been an immediate response to by the Russians, China, and the overall NATO. Some of the NATO nations would have went with Germany and France and Russia, and the other NATO nations would have been like, what are we going to do? I guess we're going to go too with China and Russia, because they would have seen immediately how the U.S. would have been losing the overall war from the very start. From the very, very start. Here's why the U.S. would lose the war quickly. One, because some of the overall tactical nukes that will be used will take out power. Will take out the grid. Many countries don't have the overall infrastructure and the reliance on the grid that the U.S. does. From the standpoint of everything in the U.S. runs off of the digital circuit board of disaster. Pull the power on it, everything goes kaput. Can't function anymore. People don't know how to function anymore. Think of how many people have gardens in their backyards, in their front yards. How many people around, we don't even know those things anymore. Only thing we know is the just-in-time delivery system. Well, when the power goes out, there is no just-in-time because there is no delivery. There is no signal. And the from that overall initial engagement, Hawaii will no longer be even in tuned. People will not, because there will be a continental here in the States, in the continental portion or the state side of the U.S., there will be active strikes going on here. And power will be going out. And then there will be sleeper cells that would be activated. And let me tell y'all, there is no way in the world that there will be an appropriate response to something as big as that when they knew a hurricane was coming and they couldn't respond to that one anyhow. And then this would be a fluent unfolding event as it goes along. Wouldn't happen. The military that will be on the streets will immediately be turned and be the overall, they will look at you as the overall enemies and the threats, because the sleeper cells will start to attack them. They won't know who is who, and they will be set up and sent into a gauntlet ambush. So that destabilizes what? Confidence in everyone around. Nobody would be trusting anybody. And when there's a lack of trust, that means that fear reigns and confusion reigns, and that's exactly what this system wants and what it's going to create. Immediately, martial law will go into effect. And how many people here could withstand even 3 days of martial law? I'm talking about active martial law, not martial law that you saw during Chicago riots, the riots you saw in Detroit, the L.A. riots, the Newark riots. No way in the world, nothing like that in Katrina, nothing like that. The overall martial law that you saw, it would be no martial law that you ever seen before. Here's how this martial law will be. As soon as the lights go out, you will be hearing gunfire, military gunfire, shooting at people and people shooting back. Why? Because the state of confusion will be so great and necessarily so, while actively being attacked by foreign militaries, strategically attacked and effectively and efficiently attack. It would be more than all heck breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. It would be a movie that you would wish would not continue to play, because you would realize something very quickly, how fragile your physical life is and how real this overall hell and fury is. Neighbors would be turning on neighbors. Some neighbors will actually come together. But the overall sleeper cells that are here, and let me tell you something about the sleeper cells. And I'm not talking about sleeper cells from one country wanting to be here to destabilize it. No, I'm talking about the actual so-called who you thought was representative of this country for your best interest will actually have their sleeper cells as mercenaries and will engage the overall confusion. And the U.S. itself will actually engage other countries and cause complete pandemonium in other countries that will actually say, you know what, we're going to have to engage and wage war against the U.S. Australia would be right behind that and will probably be the first surprise of a former U.S. ally that will actively engage in supporting the overall global movement against the U.S., and they will be the first to declare war on the U.S. as after China, Russia, and the BRIC nations have. India probably won't, but India will have its hands filled with China and with Pakistan. That was one other area that will burst as well. And what you will have, ladies and gentlemen, is that the rest of the world will align itself in a new United Nations. Oh, the one in New York will be gone. Boom. Gone. They will establish a new United Nations very quickly, and all of the nations of the world will declare war on the United States. And not only will it declare war on the United States, will already announce its defeat and then announce the reparations that the U.S. government must pay the rest of the world while the war is being active. U.S. military personnel around the world will be cut off from supplies and unable to defend itself, and will be systematically darkened. There will be a mad push, and everyone within fighting ages, 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, will actually be drafted into the military, male and female, and sent off to never be heard of again. This is the paradigm and the atmosphere that we're in. People in foreign countries, citizens in foreign countries on vacation, will all of a sudden will be stuck in those countries and unable to get back. And you better hope that you're in a country that is an ally of the U.S. And I would say to you, which one would be? I would say none. Hope you have a good relationship with those individuals if you are there. This is not anything that is to play with. The setup is already here, and it is going to happen because the system needs it to happen in order to maintain what little control that they have now. And because of that, they have an insatiable appetite to where it's never enough. They want more. And after the dust settles, they will bring in and usher in their peace that the rest of the world will see as relief from the long war-torn years that many countries will have to endure. And there'll be a new kumbaya moment under other flags, and people will worship those, and the idolatry will continue to explode in nation worship. Because our nation won. Same thing that's destroyed us all. When a stranger can get you to kill another stranger that you don't know, have never had a relationship with, that only can happen when you are under complete mind control. You don't ask questions. You do what you're told. You're always told to obey. How we grew up was shut up and obey to our own detriment. Because the malicious, the malevolent, never wants any questions. They just want obedience. And we've obeyed ourselves into our own selves in our own captivity and bondage. So if this would have happened on Saturday, and when it does happen, the speed and the velocity and veracity that this is going to take over is going to be one that is going to happen so quickly that the overall response from people to be able to prepare for the long winter months that are ahead, not going to be enough time. Because now, just as if you were in a car and you went over a bridge and went into the water, and the water starts to come in the car, if you try to open the car door, you're not going to be able to push the, if you're in the river or a stream or the ocean for that matter, you won't be able to push that door open, because now you are taking physical force going against the ocean, and that has more, you're not going to be able to push past that ocean. You're not going to be able to move the ocean, river, stream, or lake out the way to open the door. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to wait until you are completely inundated and submerged in the water before you can open the door. This is why you have to prepare, so that when you do get submerged, you can open the door. Because what's going to happen is that you're going to be fighting it. When this thing kicks off, if you try to prepare once it kicks off, you're going to be fighting against the ocean. You won't be able to move. You may make some small headways, but there are so many variables that are working against you. You get sick, you get cut, you get injured. It will be no assistance that you've been used to, that you're going to go. What hospital are you going to go to when all hospital supplies will be exhausted? When hospitals doesn't have power, hospitals will become the standing morgues. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. This is the truth and the reality of what is being faced, particularly here, because here you are the target, so the rest of the world can see the great Satan has fallen. And they're going to cheer at that. And they're going to energize that demise. But it's all a setup. And this is why it's critical for you to prepare now. Even you do the little, whatever you have and whatever you acquire right now is going to assist you when you can't open the door. You do what you can when you can, how much you can, because that is going to be more than what you would have been able to acquire when the floodgates open. And it is going to be quick, because you are going to be fighting, you are going to be in a position of adversity that is going to be multifaceted like never before. There has not been one U.S. city or town that's ever been struck by a foreign or domestic act of war. And because of that, if you don't know how to take a punch, you always get knocked out. Other people have been dealing with war-torn societies and war-torn situations for many years. They are battle-hardened. Oh, the U.S. is nothing but soft marshmallows. And the type of fury that is going to be unleashed is going to be a while before any scar tissue is built up. It's going to be a while. That's why we prepare now. Because really, we have no choice. We really, really don't. It's not a situation that you created, but you have to have a response to what has been created for you and what is going to be challenging you. The availability to food and potable or clean or drinkable water is not going to be readily abundant as it is right now. Medicine, transportation, gasoline, fuel, heating oil, clothing, shoes. All of these things are not going to be readily available. They will be available in some form and in some fashion, but you're going to have to go through the killing fields to get them, because you're not going to be the only one that's going to want and need them. And the key that is really going to be a disturbing portion is water. The availability to water. What do you think the military is going to do? It's going to seize the overall low-hanging fruit of water. This is why they signed those executive orders that celebrity figurehead Obama signed. They didn't even need to sign it. They were going to do it anyhow. Is it worth enduring? Of course it is. Of course it is. And here's the reason why. Because maybe we'll be able to break the bonds of our obedience and start asking questions and then demanding that our sovereignty be not only respected, but projected. That's why it's all worth it. Because it will also bring about an opportunity for everyone else to create, because the overall system will be extremely vulnerable. Because who knows, the rest of the world may say, wait a minute, I don't believe this narrative, even though they're bombarding my over. The rest of the world is going to be watching the demise of the U.S. And what are they going to do to the U.S.? They're going to make the same thing that they do to you. The homeless people that they show, that they have, and they show you, and they create here, they want you to see them so that those individuals will keep you in line. So often you would see from the U.S. saying, oh, those poor people. Well, the rest of the world is going to be saying that about you. And then what they're going to be doing is that they're going to be showing the overall acts of terror that's going on here. And they're going to say, we're going to have to get rid of them. Look at those barbarians. And their propaganda is going to have a strong effect on the global community, because their schools have worked. So we're getting ready to go in our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll talk to you soon in a minute. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You know, when we first started telling people to get prepared, we would talk about some of the things. People would be like, oh, I would get the emails. Oh, David, why the conspiracy? I don't get those anymore. And I'm glad I don't, because people are starting to ask questions. I get other ones now. And this is very, very important that we all prepare for this. And here's the standpoint in this last half hour. I want to definitely express this. If you align yourself with people that you resonate and prepare with other people, when this happens, your bodies, your mind, your soul, your natural reaction is going to go to what you prepared for. But here's the other side. There are family members that not only will sell you out, but they will actually destroy you to get to what you have. This is in the initial stages. People will be working together, but let 12 hours later come, and it is going to be where people will go from civilized to feral. Family members will subject their own family to the greatest form of tyranny ever. I've seen it. I've seen it in lesser instances, for lesser reasons. Then you put in fear, confusion, hunger. The greatest threat is not going to be from to the masses. It isn't going to be from the geopolitical destabilization of the global nuclear war one. That is definitely going to be a formidable threat. But the real threat is going to be your neighbor. The neighbor that you don't know. And even though you may know their name, everything about them, but you don't know this. You don't know what they have and what you've prepared together for, what's coming on. You haven't aligned with them. So guess what? You don't know how they're going to act. I'm going to tell you how they're going to act. It's going to get foul. Because the overall feeding frenzy, when they realize there is no authority, when they realize that it is all about survival, people will become the greatest opportunists and the greatest predators. That is going to shock a lot of people, but it won't shock them for long because they'll realize the stakes immediately, and people will adapt to that. And not only that, they will adapt to that and become it. That's the real threat when Hawaii turns real. That's the adversity and the obstacles that we'll be facing. That's why we need to prepare and do everything that we can to leverage what's there to leverage so that we can get the assets and resources to be able to endure, and not only endure, but to seize on the opportunities that will come, because there will be opportunities if you're able to endure that. Then you can restabilize things. Oh, family members and friends didn't listen before? They will be begging you to tell them what's up now. What should we do next? Because if you don't see this stuff coming, you damn sure ain't gonna know what to do when it comes. The circumstances will have their attention. It did in 9/11. It did in every other place. The shock and the terror that was on people, oh, they was ready to listen in. Not being funny, but those that were prepared and knew that that was going to be coming, they had a different look on their face. Their overall actions and movements were calculated. Everyone else's was hysterical. So we got a caller in queue. Want to go to that caller? Is my man Roz? Roz, what's going on, my good brother? What says you?
Peace and love. What's good? How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. Happy Friday. What you were just saying made me think of something. In regards to just family turning on you, neighbors turning on you, is really, really real. And I don't know if people really understand how deep it can get. But I will suggest there's one documentary. I think it might be on YouTube now. It's called Game Over. And it's about the story of Alpo, Rich Porter, and AZ. These were three young hustlers from Harlem that became millionaires at the age of 15, selling cocaine. And they turned on each other. Rich Porter, his uncle, found out how much money he was making and approached him. And he basically told him to go screw himself because he knew that he was like a deadbeat guy who was dabbling in drugs and stuff. And he didn't want any parts of his uncle. So his uncle set him up and kidnapped his 13-year-old brother, chopped off his pinky finger with the ring that he bought him, and sent it to him in an envelope and left it in a McDonald's and told him, you know, if you don't have my ransom money, you know, your brother's going to be dead. Now, he didn't know it was his uncle that was behind the whole kidnapping. And they eventually ended up murdering his own nephew, and they found him in a garbage bag in the Bronx. Then Rich Porter himself was set up by one of his best friends, Alpo. And Alpo, I believe, just got out of jail like a year or two ago now. And Alpo actually set him up and murdered him over a dispute on money. So I think that's one of the best stories, and it's a true story to show how deep things can get when, you know, family turns on you, when people who you think you can trust that are closest to you turn on you. I think that story is one of the best stories to elucidate how deep it can get. And that's scratching the surface, because you'll see 10 times more ugly things than that. But the motivating factor was you making this drug money, and I want some. And because you rejected me, I'm going to murder my nephew, who's also your brother. So I just wanted to put that out there just to give people a pause for thought. Anybody from New York, anybody who lived the street life during the 80s and the 80s into the early 90s would have probably heard about AZ, Alpo, and Rich Porter. They're pretty much world famous at this point. And I just think it's important for us to really put that into context, so that for people who haven't been preparing, for people like, you know, my personal situation, my family is completely fragmented. So I know what I need to do, and I don't have that problem because all of my closest family members, we don't deal with each other. Sadly, the system of white supremacy did a great job on us as a collective unit, even for some of my family members back in Trinidad. So I would just really implore for people to really think about that heavily, and try to make provisions to protect yourself and make sure that you're very, very scrutinous about the people who you tell about your preparations, what you have. Do not tell anyone where you have it, none of that stuff, simply for that reason. The other thing I wanted to touch on too, Brother Dave, was I posted an article where I was thinking it was going to also be partial Financial Fridays. But the article basically deals with cryptocurrency, and it says, the title, this is from MIT Technology Review, it says, "Forget viruses or spyware. Your biggest cyber threat is greedy currency miners." And the little blurb says, "Mr. Tech, the practice of surreptitiously mining cryptocurrency on other people's hardware is becoming pervasive, overtaking ransomware as a tool of choice for extorting money online." And essentially, they're just talking about people like that. I've been posting repeatedly. They have different links you can click on Facebook that automatically start crypto mining your cryptocurrency if you have it through your phone. So there's many different ways you can get caught up in that. And I just wanted to say, I think that's something we should discuss moving forward, because like they said, it is all pervasive, and it seems like every couple of days some new form of clandestine crypto mining program is out there. So I think it's something that's just going to ratchet up as time progresses, especially with, you know, the war paradigm progressing as well. That's going to be one of the major ways of stealing from people to be able to get goods and services, yep, if you have a little technical know-how. So it was just something I wanted to toss out there. And again, just implore people, please think about the people around you. Think about their character. Think about, they call that Iwapele in the Yoruba language. That means good character. You need people around you with good character. You need people around you that have a foundation in ancestral wisdom and understand, you know, what the world is about and how to function in a Ma'ashan way in a situation in which is going to be diabolically unbearable for the average person. So just really, really let that sink in for a bit, because it's going to get seriously ugly in ways that people have never seen. We haven't lived this before. Nobody in this country has lived this before. And the closest we've come to something like this was the Depression, and all of those people are practically dead or just about to die. So really, none of us have a memory of anything similar to this at all. The closest we might have come to any sort of terrifying reality was probably 9/11, as far as that big, okay, the whole nation reacted to it thing, but it still has nothing on any sort of global world war or global nuclear war paradigm. So I just wanted to toss that in there. Thanks again. Great show, good brother, and I'll mute my line.
Always, Roz. Great perspective, and glad that you always are here to give your perspective, and always, you know, so much is earned and gained from that, because I think it is realistic and it's obvious, and there's things that we need to take notice of, even though they may be things that you don't want to. My man Scotty said that, I just don't see my family down here turning on each other in a time of crisis. I've seen them help each other out for far too long. I don't know if it's a Southern culture thing or just because we have lived so close to one another for so long. Yep, that's exactly it, Scotty. That's why it's so important for us to organize and to rely on, because then you see what Scotty's family has already done is that they've trained their family to do what? To take every situation as a family situation. Many of the major cities don't have families at all. They have neighbors. And then the family that they do have been continuously under the hustle and bustle of trying to survive and barely making it. One of the things that's so smart about this system and this overall paradigm of destruction is that it's very methodical in all of its actions and its operations and its psyops. It doesn't allow for things just to happen right away. They condition them and allow them to wear you down and to create a mental illness that you're not even aware of. And from there, you're not able to function as in collective prudence. It's all about me. And they reinforce that in everything they do. It's why their videos look the way they look. It's why their movies. This is why their foods is interjected with what it's. There are certain people and individuals, in my opinion, this is one of the reasons why that overall culture in New Orleans had to be broken up to disperse it throughout the country, because they couldn't break those ties. So what do you do? You break those ties by dispersing those people. Those individuals from the Louisianas were self-sustaining people. Now they've dispersed, and a lot of that culture has been lost, and they can't do it other than the ones that were there already. The new generation of those have no understanding or capability. They've been indoctrinated into what the system wants them to have. It was one of the strongholds that this nation had. It's one of the strongholds of culture that was had. Those families that operate the way that Scotty, I'm going to come to you in one second, Big Brother Mel. The way that Scotty's family operated and operates is the way that we all should be operating. But it's not the way that society operates. It's not the way that we operate in every day. Think about, for all of us that hear what Scotty says, family, but think about your circumstances and all of the cities and everything else. You don't operate that way. That's going to be the threat. That's going to be the problem. We got another call in queue out of OK. Let me go to my man. What's going on, my brother? What says you?
Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace.
Scotty, everybody. I think that, man, first off, man, you on fire tonight, man. You in a rare form. Like, I understand, like, you in that all we have is now mode. And
all we have is now.
Yeah. So
that's where I got really, that really, from. My brother Mel sent me. He called me real quick, Mel. He called me. I said, and I missed his call. And I said, all right, I'm gonna call you right now. He said, yes, call me now. All we have is now. And you know what? That's the motto that I'm living by right now. You're absolutely right. All we have is now. Go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's all good, man. I think that. When you were speaking as far as Scotty's situation, I think he's in a very rare situation. I mean, like you said, everybody doesn't have that. And I do have family that, you know, we all on our hustle and bustle. But exactly what you said, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. And I think Scotty's in a unique situation, and I'm happy for him for that. But what Brother Ross was just saying, that's what I've been talking about. I mean, them keyboards, they can do a lot with them keyboards. That's all it takes is the right keystroke. And, I mean, you're done.
Yep.
I want to, yeah. And that's why we need to go to that, the precious, we need to get on them precious metals, man. And, you know, we need to really prepare ourselves, because I'm watching trends. And when I watch the news, you know, I work in different grocery stores, and I can tell, like, the news dictates the traffic in these stores. Like, if the news says something, you'll see an uptick, you know, with water, purchasing of water. And, I mean, it's just very interesting, man. And I think we're in a real volatile climate. And I don't think we'll ever be totally prepared, but we gotta be prepared for it's just about your reaction. Like you always say, it's your reaction that's gonna dictate your outcome. It's all about the reaction. So I just wanted to say that real quick, man. But this is a great show, man. I appreciate you, big brother.
Appreciate you too, bro. And you know what? You're absolutely. And I'm glad that you asked. Someone asked, Mel, what's the mood in OK? In OKC,
it's kind of a lull. It's kind of like a quiet before the storm, and I'm noticing that because I mean, with the weather, you know, this unnatural weather that we've been having. I mean, it's been so cold, like unnaturally cold. And it's a different type of cold. And now we about to be up in like the 70s, like overnight. And it's kind of weird, man. It's like I'm sitting here looking like, wow, it's kind of like everybody's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like a law, like a, it's weird. I can't even describe it.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's like just picking it.
And, you know, one of the good things about people that, like, deal with different, you know, seasonal, from hurricanes to tornadoes, one good thing about those individuals is that they, especially like hurricanes, those people like in Florida, certain people are naturally preppers. They're going to deal with things a whole lot better than the Beverly Hills family, or the families that have never dealt with anything at all, because they're going to get caught with, they're going to get caught sitting on the toilet and with the pants down, and it's, you know, and they're not going to respond, have an appropriate response, because they've never ever conceptualized what their response will be. So what's going to take over? Fear. And so this is why I think it's so critical for us to come together and to orchestrate our overall response, so that we will start to deal with. Just imagine in Houston, if we were preparing in Houston the way that we need to be prepared. I remember a good friend of mine, a sister said, you know, Dave, I used to always hear you talking about preparing, and then once everything happened in Houston, I said, shh, I should have listened. Guess what? Oh, you never have to say a word to her again and her family again about it. They on it. And now they're starting to see, oh, shoot, whoa, I was just totally oblivious to what's really going on and what's really threat. Because what happens is that once you meet some real adversity, you learn something. You learn how vulnerable you are. And you want to have an appropriate response. We need to have reliance on each other. Even though we're not family members, we need to establish those extensions of our family, because I've seen families act so foul towards each other like you wouldn't believe. not all, but I'm going to tell you, the world has created and it has indoctrinated a response that is going to be fearful and from a position of disadvantage. Most cities, most country, most counties, most places, most people ain't prepared for this type of stuff at all, because they're getting too much of the other stuff and they have no real sense of the target that's on their back. So,
hey, Dave, please forgive me, brother. Please forgive me for interjecting, man. But listen, I just had a thought. When you're talking about family, just think about how many families fall apart when there's a death in the family and everybody wants to get what. And just think about that. And that time, that's when families totally fall apart. You get the fighting and imagine when it really hits the fan. Peace, brother. Thank you for taking my call.
Well said. No. Well said. Well said, Big Mel. We're getting ready to get out of here. I don't know. Scotty, did you want to interject something before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I had an experience lately. One of my daughter's friends, I'm not sure where she's from. I think she's Puerto Rican. And she's been a friend of my daughter since they were in high school. She's her father is retired military. And I guess they settled in Mount Holly after he retired from the military. But they've known each other since high school. And I saw her make this post, and I'm cool with her and everything. And I saw her make this post on social media where she made like this comment about, I'm the one raising my son and nobody else is raising my son. And I thought, I kind of felt like she was jealous of my daughter, because my grandsons, both of my grandsons spend a lot of time up here. They either with their great grandmother who's retired, or they with me, or they with my sister. And I just felt like she didn't have that type of support system. And she might have been jealous of that, and she was making it look like it's a negative thing that my daughter don't have her son all the time. Look, when my daughter don't have her son, it's cause she out there working or she hustling, cause she do modeling, you know, jobs and stuff like that. And she's still trying to chase that dream. But I ain't got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Cause she had them too young to begin with, in my opinion. And you know, we love having my grandson around. And so I kind of feel like maybe this is a generational thing too, man. Like with each subsequent generation that they've been trained to be the me, you know, not to play on the me too, but you know, just the me society. It's all about me and mine. And you know, they don't really have those extra family connections. Cause I mean, we got first cousins around here, second cousins, third cousins. If you ain't my cousin, you married to one of my cousins. You know what I'm saying? In this little small town environment. So when my daughters was like ready to move out on their own, I told them, don't move too far, because, you know, daycare is very expensive. And then all these stories that we hear about kids being abused in daycare, you know, you don't want to move too far away where you can't drop them off up here. And so, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm just, and I think Mel is right. I think I am kind of in a unique position than most people. But even when I lived in Detroit, you know, we had another family. My mom's older brother was there. And we were very close, man, always over each other's houses and looking out for each other. So I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if it's a cultural thing. I'm just feeling blessed, man, to be in this situation.
Take care. It's a Reed thing. That's really what it is, and that's what we need to establish, and we need to establish that now, because if we don't establish it, then we're going to hope that we've established that through our relationships, but there won't be any guarantees that it will be there. Take advantage of what you can take advantage. Okay, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect to you all. never goodbyes. Always we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, my good brother, to chime us out of here. It's never goodbyes. And once again, excuse me, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.